The experimental Indiana hip-hop group, Bless, have a new album out titled Bad Dogs. The group's critically acclaimed debut, This Time I'll Be of Use, was issued in 2021 and featured rappers Oreo Jones and Sirius Black, along with the multi-instrumentalist and producer David Moose Adamson. Since then, the trio has expanded into a full band, adding bass, guitar, and drums. I recently spoke with Bless to learn more about their evolving sound.
Hey, this is Moose from Bless.
Hey, hello. Oreo Jones here with Bless.
Hello, my name is Nicholas Askren, aka Sirius Black. I'm in the band Bless with my brothers.
Remember this memory. Remember the sound we make. Remember the soul that shakes. Remember your heart when it's strong and it breaks.
Moose, you produced the album Bad Dogs. Mm-hmm. How did bringing in this trio of instrumentalists change the sound of this record?
Yeah, I think it totally changed it. We wanted a full band to make the live shows exciting. When we were figuring out the first album songs with the band was adding all these new elements that were really fun and exciting, and so it just made sense to continue to work on the second record with the full band.
This series of events has been unfortunate, of course it is. Hold on to your seat, they only folded like contortionists. Metamorphosis, they right before your eyes, the coordinates. Along with the distortion, bumping corner, been an orphanage. Feeling spiral lately, had a deep depression. Me and OJ lethal weapon with the deep...
Bad Dogs is being released by Joyful Noise Recordings, a label based here in Indianapolis. Is there a synergy there working with a label in your hometown? And I know you've all had probably some kind of relationship with Joyful Noise in the past.
You know, what's been kind of cool about Joyful Noise is their roster is so eclectic. And I think they still hold on to those like old school, I don't want to say old school, but like a vintage mentality of a record label that doesn't matter like what your follower count is or these like weird metrics that everyone is just like really salivating over now. We just want to put out good music and we want whoever's behind it, we want them to, you know, believe and try to let everyone know that we're not insane.
You see,
if that makes sense.
No, it's like, oh, you see, they hear it too. It's not just me.
Yeah.
The difference between a run and a grave is just a dimension. I am another dimension. I am the star of the horizon falling. I'm an ascension. I am the spirit that floats in the attic, wavering off in the darkness. Put my mouth up under the faucet. Get the water seemingly caught.
The new album is titled Bad Dogs. Is there any significance behind that title?
Our sound sonically is just one that I feel like it just can't be domesticated. Like there's no, we really like, it's really a wild and free sound. It moves fluid in and out of genre, and sonically we're untrained dogs. We're like, we're not good at being, you know, domesticated sonically. We kind of just like to move about and roam where we roam.
Right now we ain't shit as important. Young is rapping about what we can't afford. No, we never made it out to California. We didn't really need to go there anyway.
Oreo, earlier you mentioned that your label, Joyful Noise Recordings, doesn't judge your artistic merit based on sort of conventional metrics of Spotify followers and Instagram likes. In light of that, what are your hopes for this record?
I feel like the hope is just that people listen to it and really digest it. You know, keep on this, keep on putting more fuel in our creative tank, you know, and get more opportunities to play across the country and keep on jamming with my fam, you know.
The record's amazing. Thank you all so much for taking time to do this today. Sincerely appreciate it. Thank you all.
Thank you, Kyle.
Every time. Appreciate you.
Bad Dogs is out now on all streaming platforms. And Bless will be giving a free live performance at Luna Music this Sunday, July 20th at 5 p.m. For WFYI, I'm Kyle Long.